Page 182. Read. Why stories matter.
Human beings are natural storytellers, and we tell our stories in many different ways. It's an impulse we find in every culture and throughout human history. Storytelling is older than writing. It's even older than language. The earliest storytellers probably used music, dance, and other art forms to tell their stories. With the invention of writing, people began to share stories all over the world. Over time, they developed different genres, such as fables, myths, and legends, to explain things they saw, teach lessons, pass down information, and, of course, to entertain each other. Today, the variety of different stories and the ways we have to share them can seem almost endless. Here are some of my favorite examples of the storytelling impulse. Novels. Walk into any bookshop or library, and you'll see shelves packed with hundreds of novels. What's in all those books, and why did the authors write them? While many novels are pure fiction, a great many others contain experiences that happened in the novelist's own life. Authors often recount their own stories because they want to share their experiences. The incidents that happen in a novel can be good or bad, just like real life. As readers, we enjoy hearing about experiences we can relate to without necessarily having to experience them ourselves. Think of all the great novels you've read in your life. Whatever you learned was something that the novelist shared with you, the reader. Biography and autobiography. Like novels, biographies and autobiographies are ways of sharing experience. A biography is a book written by an author about another person's life. An autobiography is a long, true story written by someone about his or her own life. When you read a biography or an autobiography, you're reading a story that just happens to be true. Blogs. Blogs are a great example of the storytelling impulse. There are millions of dedicated bloggers on the internet. Many of them are young people from around the world who are constantly blogging about their lives, their friends, and where they live. Just a few years ago, there were 25 billion blog pages being viewed every month. By publishing their stories, these writers are helping others to learn about different cultures, attitudes, thoughts, and feelings. Comic books. The world of comic books is a great place to explore. Comics are available all over the world and in many different languages. They give writers a chance to use their imaginations, creating amazing new worlds full of colorful characters. These writers are often inspired by the distant past or what they think is going to happen in the future. That's why so many comics are either historical or futuristic. Whichever type of comics you prefer, they're a fantastic way to escape into a fictional universe. Other ways to share stories. A story doesn't have to be a full-length novel or even a comic book or blog post. It can be as simple or as intricate as you like. In fact, storytelling is so basic to our lives that we probably don't even realize how often we do it. When something important happens to us, we have a built-in need to tell other people about it. What do you do when you hear a funny joke? Read an anecdote that sounds too amazing to be true, or see a movie with a fantastic plot? You rush off to tell your friends about it, of course. We tell stories about the latest news, from sports to fashion to technological breakthroughs, and about our own everyday lives, whether we're happy, sad, or just reminiscing about the past. Stories give us a way to connect with each other. We tell them to share life lessons, to understand our world, and purely to entertain. Stories allow us to escape our own lives and to set our imaginations free. Personally, I'm never more content than when I'm telling or listening to a wonderful story. As humans, I believe that storytelling is part of our nature. And I'm confident that we'll always be storytellers.